Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman is our guest. A little bit into the next segment, then we're going to open the phones up. Third hour, getting into another in-depth analysis of education, how it was designed the last 100 years to dumb our people down. This is absolutely key. It's not just education in public schools or college. It's the re-education in the corporate world. It's the whole structure of their propaganda. Bob Chapman, I agree with your analysis, and again, even the Financial Times of London, which I found to be the real paper of record, admits a lot of this, just puts their spin on it, that the elite are about 4 or 5 years behind. They wanted to have their police state firmly in place. They wanted to have the Middle East tied down so they could force a devaluation of the dollar, but still force the world to accept it as the world reserve currency. Now that's unraveling. China and Russia are going sideways. The American people have an 11% approval rating for Congress. Both parties are now in the doghouse. A major realignment is happening. If I look at this, the only thing that looks like might save them, but then that'll even backfire bigger, but their own Republican memos say it, Democratic strategists, you know, barring finding bin Laden or another big terror attack, they're not going to be able to rally people around to accept politically what's going to happen. I see a massive terror attack in the next few months, next year, if they're unable to blame this on somebody or stave it off or slow it down to a crawl. What do you see happening?
Well, I think your synopsis on those things are true. But solution. The solution is the election of Ron Paul and the defeat of all the incumbents in Congress. If we were able to accomplish that, Ron Paul could stand up there and say, look, I'm an honest guy, and I got lots of experience in this, and this is what's wrong, and this is what we've got to do. And whether you like it or not, this is what's going to happen. And it's as simple as that. If you tell the people the truth, they will hang in there and they will tough it through, just like they did in the 1930s. Americans are very resilient. All they want is the truth. We don't ever get the truth from Washington or Wall Street or from the Fed or from corporate America. They're always lying.
Well, it's rare that they're not lying. Now, am I right in saying, in your educated opinion, Bob Chapman, that the longer this goes with them staying the course, the worse the collapse is going to be?
Absolutely, because what's going to happen, they're going to go to Weimarism. And I write about it for the next issue. I was writing about it this morning. And the Weimar Republic was the result of the defeat of Germany in the First World War. And the reparations, which means the Germans had to pay the other countries in Europe because they caused damage to them, those reparations were so insane that Germany couldn't pay them, and they just kept on printing money. And in that process, in this Weimar government, they had this tremendous inflation. And we're going to have the same thing, and maybe even worse, if these people in the Fed are given another 2 or 3 years to continue pumping out money and credit to keep this system going.
Now, studying inflationary spikes and bubbles in history, can you, in a nutshell, explain that it gets worse and worse exponentially right at the end, and then on a scale of 1 to 100, the real balloon starting at about 70, where are we on that gauge?
We are probably at 25.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a long way to go. And, you know, this is what brought Mussolini and Hitler to power. And there was a very interesting book written on the subject called Hitler at Versailles by General Leon de Grau, who was there as a journalist and an attorney, and who laid it all out as to how it happened and why it happened.
Well, that's what Dr. Roberts says.
The Second World War was created by Versailles.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. Versailles Treaty and that railway car. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman, final segment with our guest, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Bob Chapman. Bob Daisy called in. He's got a book footnoted with a Harvard professor about the family being a disease. We're trying to locate the other textbook that says similar things. Then when his son was going to Sam Houston University for law enforcement, basically teaching him that they're part of a global system, and we got Charlotte Iserby joining us in the next hour to go over all of that, because some guy on YouTube, and this is the type of attacks we get, just says we're making all this up. Okay, fine. We've got scores of emails, posts coming in, people finding just all sorts of things where they call the family bad and say they want to get rid of it and call it a disease. All in the PrisonPlanet.com forum. In fact, I've been in there during the breaks looking at it all, so continue, please. And Aaron's got a big stack of emails coming in with footnotes and documents and links. So we're going to put a whole story together just for this guy in the next few days and then say, okay, you said we made it up. Here it is, Bubba. Admit you're wrong. You know, Bob Chapman, I don't want to be right. I'm not happy about what's happening. We study this stuff, literally 18 hours a day. We are type A personalities. We've done the research. We know what we're talking about on the economy, on the social workers, on how they took over education, on who the globalists are. They have their own textbooks, their own documents. What is it like for you when you talk to people who just won't even check into what we're saying and just call us conspiracy theorists?
Well, I get the same thing that you do. So a long time ago, I said that to myself that if I can rescue one out of 100, I'm doing a good job. Because it's so alien, and people have been so brainwashed, and that is a true word for them. They've been propagandized, and they don't know, because they just don't understand, because they've had no exposure to the things that you and I and others like us have seeked out over the period of time. And, it's a long process. And what's going to jerk them into reality, very simply, is a depression. And they're going to say, well, gee, how did this happen? And then you and I can step up and say, look, this is exactly how it happened, and this is what the solution is. It's painful, but we have to do that, but we're not going to make those same mistakes again.
A lot of people are starting to listen, though. I mean, 10 years ago, 80% of people disagreed with us. 5 years ago, half the public agreed. Now it's a minority that totally disagrees with us, and the others are starting to at least ask questions. I see a tough road ahead for the New World Order architects, for the engineers, and I think that's why they're racing to try to put this whole surveillance, suppression, oppression apparatus in place.
Well, I think you're certainly right about that, and that's why, you've known this for a long time, I'm not in the United States. But I think the institutions within the structure, which you brought out before, and I show the dichotomous nature between the European Illuminati and the U.S. This morning, Forbes came out with an article. It says, U.S. dollar policy amounts to Zimbabwe economics. Now, would you have thought you'd see something like that just 2 or 3 years ago? The answer is no.
No, they'd only say the Fed was God and could do no wrong and was perfect.
And so they want to be accepted. They see the writing on the wall. The Fed is being isolated. Wall Street is being isolated.
I agree.
They like it or not, and you get Jim Cramer saying, no, these people out there are right. The Fed's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I really think, as much as I want to like Cramer, he's an insider, and I've seen him do a lot of bad stuff in the past, I think he sees the writing on the wall as one of the first big rats to jump ship.
Exactly. Exactly. And believe me, he's not dumb.
No, you're a top market guy yourself, very successful, biggest newsletter ever, and, one of the biggest stockbrokers out there, one of the biggest gold brokers out there. What's your assessment of Jim Cramer?
Well, I think, first of all, he's been very successful. He had an excellent education. He went to Harvard. And I think he's been through the battle on Wall Street like I have. His main point in life was to make a lot of money, which I'm sure he has. And now I think he's looking over the field and he's seeing things that he didn't see before. And he's coming to the realization that, gee, I've been working in this thing called Wall Street, which really is just a slime pit. And, let's find out why it's that way.
We were talking about Hitler coming to power out of what developed in Versailles at the close of World War II, there at that little railway station. And to talk about the wicked foresight of Lord Milner, I was just rereading last night over official congressional reports about the funding of the Bolsheviks out of New York and London, and how Lord Milner, for the Queen of England, gave even more than Warburg did in gold to send 250 people out of Brooklyn on that train full of gold and machine guns in to take over Petrograd first, while they were, and of course then Max Warburg, his brother, was running the finances in Germany. Again, we're supposedly fighting with Germany, but they're at the end of World War One, already backstabbing the Czars, the first cousins of the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. They're in England, the royal family. Again, these aren't any one country. They engineer these mass collapses to then pick up the pieces, and I see them doing that now in a way almost blaming the Federal Reserve when they're just a appendage of the same creature.
Well, you're right. And what you have to figure out is what direction they're going to go in. And now that we're getting close to, or we are figuring out what they're doing, which we weren't able to do before, let's say over 50 years ago, and we've got the internet, and now we're able to inform all of these people out there throughout the world, mind you, of what's going on, because of the knowledge, like you just talked about, the research that you do and I do and others like us, it's opening people's eyes, and it's so, so important. And where are they going next? That is hard to say, but we can guess.
Well, the cold-blooded calculation, this is published, this is mainstream, of Lord Milner in the 20s saying Germany's going to implode, then we're going to put a strong man in who we will then set up. He won't even really work for us. We'll just finance him, but psychologically we'll assess a nutcase to then destroy everything, then we'll come in and pick up the pieces. But first, we've already brought down Russia. I mean, these guys are geniuses. The people running this really are just literally burning with wicked intellect.
Well, they also make some pretty big mistakes. And they didn't in 1348, when the Lombard system collapsed. They did at the Hanseatic League in the 1600s when that collapsed. And, just here in America, in the last couple of hundred years, they've had one panic after another. So they do make lots of mistakes. But obviously, in the final analysis, they make less than others do, so they remain in power.
Well, I think the debate hinges on what was mistakes and what was engineered. Go ahead.
Well, I think this time they are scared to death that the world is finally going to find out what they've been up to for 1,000 years. That's what they're afraid of. This whole thing is going to be exposed, and everybody will understand it who wants to understand it. And their game will be over.
I agree with you, but in that violent death spasm, there's no end. I mean, they'll shut off nukes and say Al-Qaeda did it just to pose as the saviors and rally support and keep people in their orbit.
I think you're right, and I think that hopefully we'll survive and be able to bring the message so they won't come out the other end whole. Even if they survive, there'll be people there who will be able to say, we know that you did this.
How many people, you were in counterintelligence and a lot of other folks who fight the New World Order who were patriots for this country, I mean, the thinkers left in government, a lot of them I talk to, they know exactly what's going on. They're just as angry as we are, but they're within a system where they can't do much.
Well, that's absolutely the truth. And if you're in corporate America or on Wall Street, you're in the same bag. Because let's say you're an analyst or an economist, and you think that the stock market's going to go down, and you're on Wall Street, whether it's a bank, insurance company, or in a brokerage firm, and you say to management, I'm going to write a report, and the market's going down, and going to say, you write that report, and you're out of here. And that's why economists and analysts are wrong two-thirds of the time, because they can't tell the truth.
Well, O'Neill back in 2002 said that, and they said, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Bob, thank you again for coming on with your great analysis and foresight. We'll be talking to you next week, and we appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm not going to spend too much more time on the finances and what's happening. We're going to be taking your calls at the bottom of the hour, but now I want to bring Ted Anderson up instantly with a gold offer. He's got gold at the price 2 weeks ago. It's above 900 right now. If you've got the capital to move into gold and silver, I would do it right now. Ted Anderson, we just heard the analysis. This is a no-brainer. I hope people will get into precious metals, and I know you've got a deal that's fabulous.
It's really a good buy at this particular time. We still have those British sovereigns. They're currently right now at 245. They're going to be moving up. Gold is up over $22 an ounce today alone. We have the francs up at 196. I have $5 gold pieces, the same exact price the last time I was on the air with you. That piece is going to be definitely reflecting the prices of the gold increase. 22 bucks up.
And you've got rolls of silver at 400. That's going up. Give people the number.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. You'll have the if you have the foresight to get into precious metals now, the handwriting is on the wall. You just cannot avoid this decision any longer.
Well, you can't beat a deal where you have got this gold in your vault from 2 weeks ago. This buy is almost gone. Limited supplies of three different gold coins and silver rolls. Get into it now at 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, you've gotten airplanes with the Ron Paul Air Corps up over Michigan, New Hampshire, a bunch of other places. They're going to be over Texas, Florida. I want to hear about that on the other side. Give us an update on the Ron Paul Air Corps that you launched with the listeners on the other side of this quick break. Then your calls, 1-800-686-2237. Call, get the medal.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Here I come now, baby. Come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on.
By the way, Ted and the network He's the guy that founded this network. Finances through thick and thin off his metal sales, and he's giving you offers, deals where, I don't know, I've asked him before, like $4 or $5 a coin. It doesn't even, these are just introductory offers at the price of gold a few weeks ago. It's way above $900 today. You're crazy if you don't give him a call. Ask him about the Alex Jones special. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. I want to get briefly to the Ron Paul Air Corps and come back and take calls, Ted. But, again, we were telling people to get into gold at $300 an ounce. The stock market is way down. Even if you see it at its official number at 12,000 or 11,000 something, the dollar's devalued. It's such a no-brainer for people to protect themselves, but they don't advertise. It isn't something in the culture. People I talk to don't even know how to physically hold gold, or they say, oh, I own gold certificates. Look, you need to physically hold it. Ted, how important is that?
You got to physically hold it. I mean, just take a look at what happened to Norfed, and when they had the silver certificates, and the silver was stored up there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I mean,
the Ron Paul dollar, yeah.
Yeah, the feds just came in and took it all, and all of a sudden, now the people holding the paper have something that's worthless.
And it's easy to grab one or two vaults. It's harder when it's in millions of people's hands.
Exactly. You really need to have it in your hands. I mean, if you're hungry, do you want to have a picture of a can of beans on your table, or would you rather have the can of beans? And that's what it comes down to, because if you have the gold and silver, you're going to be able to trade. There's no question about it. You're going to be able to do the things you need to do. You got to have it in your own possession.
That's you got the British sovereigns, you got the francs, European francs. They could be French, Swiss, it's a mix. And then, of course, you got the silver dollar rolls, which is just an amazing deal. Ted, getting back, though, right now into the Ron Paul Air Corps, it's confusing for folks because it'll say $18,000 on there, but before that, you got a PayPal that raised $15,000 or something. I gave $1,000. But most of that's just the listeners out there, and it all goes to putting airplanes in the air. We also tell you how to call people, get your own airplane up. We don't care. Tell folks where we put airplanes up and where we're going to put them up and then how much we need to continue that.
Well, we flew New Hampshire. We flew Reno, Nevada. We've flown, there's a whole long list of them. I can't even remember.
Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa was.
Michigan.
Michigan, yeah, we flew there.
Nevada.
Yeah.
That video's up.
Yep. Now, I can tell you right now, on tomorrow, February 25th, we will be flying Boston, Massachusetts, and Salt Lake City at the same time. And then right after that, we move on into Nashville, Tennessee, on Sunday the 27th. And the reason for that is that's where Ron Paul is having his rally, and we're showing support for him. And then on the 29th, we move into Miami, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Pensacola, Florida, and one of the banners being flown into Phoenix, Arizona for the Super Bowl. We'll be flying that 3 days in a row to get all the publicity we can get there. Then we move on to Birmingham.
Now, see, Chad, I've been so busy I didn't even know about that. The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going wild. And look, he just won second place in Nevada, second place in New Orleans, in Louisiana. They're not, the media's not covering this. Folks, this is viable. And regardless, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a third-party run. That's pretty much in if he doesn't get it. We're injecting real issues as all this happens to the economy. This is a win, 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 win.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We keep on bringing it to people's attention. And when you see a banner this big, it's 30 by 90 flying over your head, you're going to look up. Everybody knows it flies through. I've had so many people call me up and say they've seen it. Again, from there we go to Portland, we're going to Denver.
Well, the Ron Paul campaign, you know, sees it everywhere they go. And again, that's Ted Anderson taking action. That's you, the listener, taking action. And I know I talked to Ted behind the scenes. He's paying for the employees that are getting these planes up, working, sending the checks, doing it all just out of the network's pocket. Ted, how much off? I mean, is it okay to say on air what you put $8,000 in this or something?
Yeah, actually, it's probably closer to 12 now, but it's well worth it. I mean, you've got a stage.
That's on top of the $40,000 or whatever that's come in.
Yeah, that's right, and I'm sure we'll get more donations too. I mean, New York City, we need to hit there. St. Louis.
By the way, every Saturday I call Ted up, and he's out knocking on doors. Two or three times. I mean, Ted, you're even on the ground, too. You're going crazy.
Well, I know it. I'm going out there with the Minnesota campaign and dropping leaflets and talking to people and try to just convince as many people as we can. Right now we have the caucuses coming up. February 5th is Super Tuesday, and we need to have as many people signed up as precinct captains and delegates of the precincts to move on up.
RonPaulAirCorps.com. He's getting second place now over and over again. Media ignoring it. RonPaulAircourt.com. You can't buy better advertising. Help Ted Anderson and the country out. RonPaulAircourt.com. Go watch all the videos. There's a bunch of them all over these different states. This is happening. RonPaulAircourt.com. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for all you do.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me up again, Alex.
He's not waiting for orders from headquarters. He's going to the sound of the guns. Get right in beside him. RonPaulAircourt.com. Your donations are needed. When you buy gold, he just puts it right back into it anyways. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Your calls and tons of news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Here every Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. The network retransmits us over the satellite, AM and FM dial, 9 to midnight Central. You can listen 24 hours a day to the streams at Infowars.com. You can also subscribe to the free podcast at Infowars.com. Rourke in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I've been thinking a lot about the monetary system, and, you know, it's come to my mind that it's pretty much an exploitable framework. And that if we return to that framework, don't you think it will just lead us down the same path that we're on now?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we had total liberty again, tyranny would start right back over again. It's an eternal fight against good and evil. But to say things are corrupt and so it'll be exploitable regardless, we better just give up, is a cop-out. I mean, we have a very, very corrupt system right now. The entire ether in which we swim financially and economically, societally, is controlled. We have to first get the public to recognize they're in a controlled paradigm to then break out of that. Will we then be still in a controlled paradigm? Yes, but to a lesser extent. It's a process.
Well, no, actually, I see money as an illusion pretty much.
Well, it is, but you have to have some type of agreed-upon exchange. If you go to pure barter, and barter is certainly a good thing at certain levels, it then stagnates commerce.
Yeah, but I think the assembly line and mass production have sort of skewed the need for exacting trade.
Well, certainly it's decimated communities and the market, ground market, the classic market interaction. It's dehumanized us to a certain extent. We have to then value again the farmer's market and the more classical modes of Homo sapien-sapien interaction.
Well, no, my idea would be to have the people that have the assembly lines just go ahead and meet demand with no money involved at all.
Yeah, but you can't do that because there's going to be people who are over the assembly lines, and then to claim that there's no demand, human demand is driven by necessity and by desire and by class structures and signets and totems of dominance in a hierarchical mammalian framework.
Well,
do you understand what I just said to you?
Yeah, but I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm saying...
Flush it out.
Like, yeah, imagine a system with no money. Money doesn't exist. You just build something because you want to create it. You bring it into existence.
Well, let me just stop you. Let me just stop you. Sir, I mean, we haven't reached the singularity yet of industry or technology or thought, and we probably never will reach some ultimate singularity. Only God... a philosopher would say has that. God is a singularity. To say that you're going to get the raw materials, to say that you're going to be able to have the space to build it without ownership. You talk about not having money, not having ownership. The space to even build it. The space to be able to trade to get the pieces you need because you build it because you want to build it. That's not the basic matter and the basic mathematical equations of matter and energy and negates what you're saying.
I don't know. Just ownership would remain, but money would be eliminated.
Okay, money would be eliminated, and then we would own things, and then we would trade mechanisms we'd designed?
Well, you wouldn't have to trade. There's no need for exacting trade. You wouldn't have to get something in return. If you own an assembly line, you would just produce the goods and then give them away.
How would you get the raw materials to produce the goods?
They would be given to you.
They would be given to you? That's how human life works?
Well, it has to come from somewhere. Okay?
Look, sir, I see where you're going with this, and it's not based in reality, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. People all the time call me up, they email me, they write me, and they say, why doesn't Alex Jones give his videos for free? And up until the YouTube age, with no production, no nothing, just an internet connection for $10 a month or whatever you're paying, $20, $50, depending on the connection, right? You can sit there and do videos for free with no real production quality. You're still giving your time and energy. If you wanted to do it professionally, you'd probably need some money to live and buy food and heat your home, cool your home, pay for transportation, medical care. But me, you know, expensive $5,000, $10,000 cameras, $7,000 computers, power, paying a couple of employees, having enough money to once or twice a year go to the Texas beach and take off a few days and stay in a mid-grade, hotel room. People actually say, just give us your videos. Well, I can't give them. I mean, they say not only is it not enough that you make copies of your films, they make copies for free, that there are a lot of them are on Google for free. That's not enough. We want you to physically mail us package tapes you paid to produce. You put your time and energy into Pradesh, and then you want me to mail them to you for free. There would have had to be capital and assets at the beginning of that that came from somewhere to give it to you. And as soon as that capital was exhausted, I could no longer have the money to mail it to you or to mass produce it or to pay someone to stick it in the package or to pay for the package itself. Nevertheless, people email me, they write me, and they say, we want it all for free. And if I was worth billions of dollars, believe me, I would do it for free. The big tax-free foundations that got their wealth through theft, that have the government pay them a corporate welfare, they do, quote, do things for free, but that is to institute a climate that on the downside or upside, however you see it, then telegraphs and conduits wealth into their hands. So we'll put in a few cents of foundation monies, for which is billions, for the return of trillions. So I mean, that's why communism and socialism doesn't work. People, we're not fire ants. We're not honeybees. We're not communal army ants. We don't operate off of pheromones, you know, completely genetically designed in a hive system. Well, I'm really getting off into sociology now here and getting into animal interaction, animal psychology. It's hard to believe that he was even serious, but he sounded like a well-meaning person. He sounded stoned out of his gourd. I know, though. I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir, but I bet money you'd been smoking weed today. I just know that dope sound. It's like a, yeah, you know, what if genies came out of bottles and made it all good? Well, then we lay on our back and turn into blobs. We're meant to have hardship. We're meant to struggle. That's how we developed. That's what we're designed to do. You're not happy unless you're struggling. You're not happy unless you're building. Now, some of the greatest contributions in history, I would add, sir, were from people that just wanted to build it and give it to society. I agree that that happens. But then it still takes money and capital to further develop it and then advertise it and then deploy it. I got to move faster because I got Bob Dacey coming up in a minute. Brian in New York. Go ahead, Brian.
Hello?
Yes, Brian. Yes, Brian.
I have a transcript here of Ron Paul's speech to the House of Representatives, 2006.
Okay.
And in this, he's talking about, Saddam Hussein doing trading oil in euros instead of dollars.
Yes.
And then Iran, and then Venezuela.
Yes.
And it seems to me that this current crisis isn't a planned, like the Depression was. This seems to be like getting out of control.
It's designed to get out of control to consolidate wealth. The globalists control the issuance of liquidity, currency, credit, so they can't help but use it to take control of everything.
But they didn't control Saddam Hussein and this axis of evil that are sabotaging our dollar.
Well, they put him in power, and then they got mad at him for overpumping oil and driving down prices in 1990 in an attempt to pay back $30-plus billion to BCCI Bank and others.
But, I mean, he even says in this speech, the war is actually to try to prop up our dollar.
Well, that's a small part of it, and I don't completely agree with that. That's one tiny slice of the onion, one layer.
But you still think this is a pre-planned land grab like it was in the Great Depression?
There are different strata to this elite, but the dominant group precipitated the beginning of the down cycle or the implosion of the weakest link, the subprime housing market boom. We've been saying that for 3 years. They precipitated that to then consolidate smaller institutions of lending and to further flesh that out. Yes, sir.
So they're going for all the land. Like whenever one's mortgages, they foreclose on the houses and then they basically come up with all the land in the end.
Yes, and then Bush and the rest of them are acting like they're trying to do something with some $800 tax credit and freezing mortgages.
All right. I'm not totally convinced, though, that this...
Be convinced. You know, regardless, we have a fiat money system, and that's engineered, that's planned, and it's unraveling right now. Okay, and the Financial Times of London and others have reported that the big central banks and the families that own them stand to gain from this. I mean, do you know what dollar devaluation has done for international institutions to come in and buy up infrastructure? Have you read the IMF World Bank leaked documents of 2002?
No.
Did you hear me interview Joseph Stiglitz?
I may have. I'm not sure.
Brian, I'm glad you're asking real questions. I mean, we can debate. See, there's different subgroups. They're still interconnected, but there's different groups jockeying within the system, okay? So there's different plans, different aims, but they're overlapping going on at the same time.
But it seems like Saddam Hussein really threw a monkey wrench into their plans.
Saddam Hussein's oil revenues were much smaller than even Venezuela or the biggest oil exporter and producer, Saudi Arabia. And so we hear in the news now that Iran going off the dollars caused all that. That is tiny. No, it's globally. China 2 years ago moving away from the dollar into a basket of currencies. The euro expanding, moving away from the dollar. Russia gradually moving out of the dollar. It's a global move.
Is Russia and China, I mean, are they controlled by the same interests that it controls?
They have been controlled and were set up by the same interest, and they're interlocking and own some of the same companies together, but there is internal warfare that goes on.
So it's a little of both.
It's a little of both, but you have to understand, and I appreciate your call, the IMF and the World Bank and others, and UN official documents going back 12 years ago stated they had to give us a false choice of a left-right global hegemon. They need a bipolar dichotomy or a dialectic to give you false choices. So they own stock in, have control in the Eastern system, and Europe is kind of the tip of the pyramid playing the two false bipolars of East and West off against each other while the European oligarchy system has controlling positions in both of the two false bipolar systems. Okay? This is stated in their economic theorem. Just like earlier I talked about how you had Max Warburg overrunning the German banking system during World War I into the 20s, and then you had his brother, the other Warburg, over here running the Federal Reserve and then financing the Bolsheviks during and at the end of World War I to go attack the Soviets, the Tsarist to bring in the communists, the Bolsheviks. At the very same time, they were the U.S. and Britain and France's allies against Germany. You see how that works? That's why they're in control. They're masters of that, of three-dimensional, multi-level chess. All right, I'm going to get to everybody, Seth and Bill and folks in Oregon that are calling, but I want to set this up properly. We've got Charlotte Iserby coming on, number two, Department of Education, head of policy, Department of Education under Reagan. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Eastern Establishment. She's quite accomplished herself in the Foreign Service and then coming back to here in the U.S. She went there and was at the highest levels and found out there was a plan to dumb everybody down, to break up the family. The family was the enemy. She's got quotes coming up to go over this because a ne'er-do-well on YouTube, a little trendy know-it-all, the guy says he's 33 and he looks like a little girl. I mean, just totally, and I'm not trying to say people that don't look old when they're 33 are weak, but I mean, he just looks like a child up there with his little beard trying to look like a big man. With his costume, festooning his cheeks, saying, I believe in space aliens and Bush is space aliens, and totally made up. And then he goes into saying, I never back up with any quotes or books or documents. I just saw this last night, and so we're going to put an article together on Jones Report in the next few days with dozens of these quotes and documents, and we're going to disprove this guy. But I got Bob on the phone. He dug out one of the books. There's another textbook his son had, but his son's now a police officer and off. And I can't. This is 5 years ago. I'm going from memory here, but Bob does have the actual quotes and footnoted. Bob, thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Alex. I heard you talking about me at the beginning of the show, and that was really old. That was a long time ago, so I thought I would scratch my memory. And I think the quote you're looking for was from a book called None Dare Call It Education. My son's book was called Comparative Criminal Justice that when he was a student at Sam Houston State University.
And let's get into that in a minute. One time you also brought me an ACC book, and you probably don't remember that, but we'll flesh that out in the time to come. But for those just now joining us, again, this is footnoted in the book. Give people the quote.
Okay, this is in a book called Mundare Call Education by John Stormer. It's out there. It's readily available. And in the book, he quotes a meeting, and this has to do with UNESCO, you know, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, which is trying to dumb down the students of the United States of America. And it's talking about a meeting that was held in Denver in 1973 called the Childhood International Education Seminar. And at that seminar in 1973, a Chester M. Pierce, M.D., who was a professor of education and psychiatry at Harvard University, told educators at the meeting, quote, now here it is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a quote, Chester M. Pierce, M.D., every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances to our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, and toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you as teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international child of the future.
Now, Iserby actually has that from federal documents, and we had that one, Bob. No, it was an ACC textbook. You brought me photocopies of it. I showed it on television, where they say something similar, but they say it's a bygone, prehistoric thing. It's a disease. But there's so many quotes. So stay there.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. All Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Strange.
Yeah, this guy on YouTube that was attacking me, he shows us who he really is, because first he says, I believe space aliens run things and George Bush is a space alien. Never said that. Never. I don't talk about UFOs on this show. Talk about documents, bills, legislation. And then he goes on to say, well, of course we need police and social workers watching over the kids looking for pre-crime. You know, again, guilty until proven innocent, a surveillance grid. He doesn't even see these spies everywhere. And here in Austin, it's in Road to Tyranny, they hand out little credit cards of $200 per family member they turn in. It's on the local news. They run TV ads saying, kids, turn your parents in. What's in their medicine cabinet? He thinks all this, this is not normal. But that shows how they've grown up in it. And they're the good, you can tell you on this little power trip, they're the social workers. They're going to decide. They're going to, you go get a degree and you get to run everybody's life and have your way with people. I've been there when the social workers are taking newborn babies from poor families with no criminal record just because they're too ignorant and poor and on welfare because the baby's blonde haired, blue eyed, and they can get $300,000 for it. I've been there and I've cried my guts out. I've opened the door and seen the cops choking a woman into signing the baby over. I've seen hell. And I've seen them get on TV and say it's the law, you got to take shots through the health department. When there's no law, you got to take vaccines. And these punks will get up there and say there is a law. Bob, go ahead.
I think what the book my son had as part of his requirements is, you know, learning how to be a cop down at Sam Houston. This book was teaching the cop, was dumbing down the cops, Alex. What they were doing is they were teaching future cops of America that our criminal justice system needs to be gotten rid of, and we need to look at other countries like China and whatnot to figure out how to do things. I mean, this book was to dumb down the cops and attack the American jury system.
I remember it said juries were bad. Do you have those quotes?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go over those, too.
Yeah, this is a compendium of writings of these pseudo-intellectuals in the field of criminal justice, and under a topic called Criticism of the Anglo-American Trial Jury, they quote a fellow by the name of an extreme critic of it called Jerome Frank, who labeled the jury as the worst possible enemy of the ideal of supremacy of law. And he says there is ample evidence that respected legal analysts and researchers have grave doubts about the Anglo-American trial jury. And one of the things that they really criticize them on is this: jurors deliberately do not apply the law as instructed, and that they instead choose to ignore the existing law in order to reach a desired decision in the case. In other words, they are attacking jury nullification, which of course is one of the foundations of our country. So because of jury nullification and other things, they want to get rid of it. And they say, you know, you can't responsibly get rid of the jury unless, of course, you study other methods of trial which could achieve the same basic results. And then this book goes into a whole bunch of, they study the jurisprudence systems of communist China and places like that as alternatives to what we have today.
And I remember you brought photos on the show of big cases when you go in the big law enforcement center, and it's all Chinese badges and how good it is.
What that was in the lobby of the George Beto Criminal Justice building at Sam Houston State University, which is, of course, a premier law enforcement university in the United States.
Now, you talk to your son. I've seen him out at a few rallies over the last few years. He's now down in Houston. Is he saying the other cops are waking up to what's going on right now?
I haven't talked to him about that. He's in a pretty good department down in Pearland. They actually do cop work down there, and the people like him because they actually do police work. You know, so he's not in a politicized environment down there. He's in a traditional cop environment, and I'm glad he is.
He's in Mayberry, huh?
Yeah, he's not like up here in Austin where you can't even defend yourself or your police chief will get you fired, you know, things like that. But the medals he was talking about, and he took photographs of that I had seen, were communist Chinese police medals and Soviet Union police medals on display in the lobby of the.
And it says this is good. This is stay there, Bob. I did find some more quotes. I want you to recap that other quote, and I really appreciate everybody that's in the PrisonPlanet.com forum.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.